Good morning, you're welcome to Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. The Lord is indeed faithful. Today is the 18th day in the month of June 2025, and the Lord has given us a brand new day. Today is a beautiful Wednesday. If you are excited to be alive today, I wanted to just say thank you, Abba. Only you could have done this. Please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare, a topic that says, words can heal. We've been looking at words, the impact of words lately, and today we're looking at words can heal. Our aim for today is taken from Aim 24. I want to be like Jesus. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Psalm 73 to 77. And our memory verse is taken from Colossians chapter 4, verse 6. Colossians chapter 4, verse 6, which says, let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, and ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. Our Bible reading for today is taken from John chapter 8 from verse 1 to 11. John chapter 8 from verse 1 to 11. From verse 1 it reads, but Jesus went to Mount of Olives. At dawn he appeared again in the temple court, where all the people gathered around him, and he sat down to teach them. The teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought in a woman caught in adultery. They made her stand before the group and said to Jesus, teacher, this woman who was caught in the act of adultery, in the law of Moses, it commanded us to stone such women. Now what do you say? They were using the question as a trap in order to have a basis for accusing him. But Jesus bent down and started to write on the ground with his finger. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her. Again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. At this time, those who heard began to go away one at a time, the older ones first, until only Jesus was left with the woman still standing there. Jesus straightened up and asked her, woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you? No one, sir, she said. Then neither do I condemn you, Jesus declared now. Jesus declared, go now and live your life free from sin. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Once again, our topic says words can heal. Our manual today reads, over the past 2 days, I discussed the power of words. Today, I will focus on how words can heal. As a Christian, you should always be gracious with your words, like we see in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. You should be generous with giving compliments and telling people encouraging words. Simply saying things like, I like your haircut, can bring people out of sadness and put a smile on their faces. Your compliments must, however, be genuine, because God will punish those who flatter others with their words, like we see in Psalm 12, verse 3. In Ruth chapter 2, verse 1, Boaz was described as a mighty man of wealth. Unlike some wealthy people who look down on their workers and speak rashly to them, Boaz encouraged his workers with his words, and they responded pleasantly, like we see in Ruth chapter 2, verse 4. I believe this is partly responsible for Boaz's success. If you are a business owner
and you curse or talk down on your workers, you are indirectly also cursing the world. They are the ones managing it for you. Nabal, unlike Boaz, was a man who spoke negative words. When David sent his men to ask him to give them something, his response was terrible. He spoke harshly to the men, and if his wife Abigail hadn't intervened by going without his consent to suit David with her words, everyone in his family would have been destroyed. While Nabal's words stirred up David's anger and made him gather his men to go against the farmer's household, Abigail's words were seasoned with salt and kept her family from destruction, like we see in 1 Samuel chapter 25 from verse 1 to 35. When you speak, what effect do your words have? Do they heal or destroy? Solomon said, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. Apostle Paul in today's memory verse tells us to make sure that our speech is always with grace and seasoned with salt. Seasoning makes food enjoyable. A fellow whose speech is well seasoned will always attract others to himself or herself, because people go to places where they are appreciated and motivated. When the woman caught in the act of adultery in today's Bible reading was brought to Jesus, in the midst of many condemning words from other people, his words, "Go and sin no more," brought her the liberty that she needed, like we see in John chapter 8, verse 11. Beloved, let your words bring unbelievers to Jesus and show them his grace. Do not let your words be the reason people reject the gospel. Today's Open Heaven comes with an action point that says, consciously give genuine compliments and encourage people with your words every day. Consciously give genuine compliments and encourage people with your words every day. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing today by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You will see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com, and it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.